From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. I look into my mother's eyes, and sadly, there I see the love that won't let me become the bird I want to be. That recording of 20th century Yiddish poet Itzhak Manger was captured in the late 1950s in New York City. Now, if Manger's name does not ring a bell, a one-man show running from tonight through December 24th in North Miami Beach wants to rectify that. Reflections of a Lost Poet by Miriam Hoffman will be performed in the original Yiddish language with both English and Spanish subtitles. And the one man in this case is Hoffman's son, well known for his own tour de force explorations of his roots in the Two Jewish series of shows. We're so glad to welcome actor and playwright Avi Hoffman. Well, how do you say it's about time in Yiddish?
Sie schön Zeit. Sie schön Zeit. And that beautiful poem actually is a song that I do sing in the show that Itzhak Manger wrote the music for as well. Aufm Weg steht a Bäum, steht er eingebogen.
And as you sing that, Avi, there's somebody in the studio whose face is absolutely beaming right now, and that would be Mom.
Yeah.
Miriam Hoffman, we are so thrilled to have you here as well.
Thank you.
When was the first time you heard about Itzhak Manger, and what was your first impression?
When I was 8, my mother took me to see my first Broadway show, which was the Megillah of Itzhak Manger on Broadway, the most magnificent musical of its time, certainly in the Yiddish language. Happy, joyful, incredibly full of love and longing. And so when my mother and I sat to put this show together back in the 80s, the question was, well, what was his life? And it turns out that he lived one of the most tragic lives imaginable. He escaped the Holocaust. He was very famous in Europe in Warsaw before the war in the 30s. But it didn't help. Even though he escaped to Paris, to London, eventually to New York, he became an alcoholic.
When I was 15, I went to the Jewish Teacher Seminary. Everything was in Yiddish. The whole world literature was in Yiddish and so on. I had one teacher who loved Manger's poetry. And one day, we were sitting in a cafeteria, 78th Street and Madison Avenue, and my teacher turned to me and he said, "Now don't look. Don't look at the door." Well, of course, you know, I turned my head and there was a disheveled man with a cigarette hanging from his lips and a whiskey bottle. And I said, "Well, who is this?" He said, "That's Itzhak Manger." My heart fell. My heart fell. From then on, I said, "I'm going to look up his life, and I'm going to write about him."
Avi, your mom has 10 Yiddish plays to her name, and the two of you have launched the Yiddishkeit Initiative, which seeks to, among other things, preserve the Yiddish language and culture. Why is that so important to the two of you?
Can you imagine if in England they would have said, you know, maybe we've had enough with this Shakespeare guy, you know, enough with all of that literature from way back when? We're talking about a language that was in its prime in the 20s and 30s and 40s and even into the 50s. And so I think it's really important that you know, those of us who still have the facility can bring not just the language, but also the essence of the language, even if it's in translation. I could have done the show in English, but I've chosen to do it in the Yiddish language with the super titles in English and Spanish, in order for people to be able to hear the sound. It's just such a beautiful language. It sounds so pretty.
Our guests today were Avi Hoffman and his mother Miriam. Avi is appearing in the one-man show Reflections of a Lost Poet, written by his mom. It runs at the Jays Cultural Arts Theater in North Miami Beach tonight through December 24th. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.